Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the organ master and a musical renaissance man, a proud product of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that was Joey DeFrancesco with the tune Free off his newest project, 2021 CD called More Music. Joey has long supplemented his keyboard virtuoso with his skilled trumpet playing. On this new album, he brings out the full arsenal, organ, keyboard, piano, trumpet, and for the first time on record, tenor sax. It features 10 new originals with this trio and fellow Philadelphia organist and guitarist Lucas Brown and drummer Michael Obe. The timing of this album is huge. People were looking for some solid music over the lockdown, and during a recent interview, we were honored to finally talk to the Titan in jazz, and he had this to say about the COVID break.
To be able to have time off and get more into that and continue to play more music and write music, so I realized, well, this is a break. It turned out to be, in spite of you know, what was happening. It turned out to be a very positive situation to be home and to just get it together that way.
When Joey hit the scene in the 1980s, he would reignite the flame with his vintage Hammond organ and Leslie speaker cabinet. He is the son of veteran organist Papa John DeFrancesco, and watching those early shows got him thinking that that is what he wanted to do with his life. He started playing as early as 4 years old, and at his father's gigs, he would see legendary players like Hank Mobley and Philly Joe Jones, and these cats quickly recognized his talent and enthusiasm. With a natural gift for music, he swiftly picked up the trumpet after a touring stint with Miles Davis as one of the two youngest players ever recruited for any of Miles' ensembles. To this day, he continues to dazzle and sizzle on the stage and on the studio. And again, it was a pleasure and an honor to catch up with Joey here at Neon Jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town in full revival mode, from Steve Lambert on the sax to Charles Williams on the keys. And below us here are the Jazz Academy students practicing in the atrium of the American Jazz Museum on December 11, 2021, while Disney's Soul of Jazz exhibit that's traveling around the country was on full display. You should catch this. It's a wonder, and these young cats representing the future are also wonderful, and we come to you from Kansas City, Missouri, with all the jazz you may need in your life. And here's Papa John DeFrancesco next on the show on the organ with House of the Rising Sun off the 2006 CD Desert Heat as we keep turning up the dial around these parts. Thank you.
Baldwin. I'm a jazz trumpeter from Minneapolis, Minnesota. My debut record, Where You're Planted, is coming out soon, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City.
Thank you.
That was the Twin Cities-based trumpeter and composer Jake Baldwin with the tune Aviar off the 2021 CD Where You're Planted. This is his debut album, and it's a culmination of musical experiences since moving to Minneapolis in 2013. And this is a wonderful musical statement combining elements of folk, jazz, indie rock, and free improvisation. We had a good talk with him here at the show, and he reflected on the magic of live jazz.
I hope people realize that it's a music that can make you feel something that you really can't get just sitting in your house. And I've said this for a long time, that listening to jazz on record is great, and there are some amazing records. I don't want to discount that at all, but there is a specific feeling you get when you see people improvising and creating jazz live, that there's an emotional connection that I don't think you can get at home. And I want people to kind of go and like be open and tap into that more.
One of the very first shows that left a huge impression on Jake's mind was seeing jazz at Lincoln Center live with the great leader, Wynton Marsalis. As we get into the tune Bambula Dance off the 2007 CD Congo Square, listen to him talk about the show.
When I was in sixth grade, I think it was my first actual live concert that I saw. He brought me to see the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra in Eugene, Oregon. I had just started playing trumpet maybe 3 or 4 months before then. The opening thing was a light for us. Wynton Marsalis comes out and plays an intro to Take the A-Train. And it was kind of at that point that I realized not only that I loved the trumpet, but like this was the kind of music that I was interested in.
Thank you.
I'm Lisa Hilton, and you're listening to Transparent Sky, our new album on Neon Jazz.
That was the always delightful friend of the show and California-based pianist Lisa Hilton with the song Nightingale's Fairy Tales off her newest offering, 2021's CD Transparent Sky. As America and other countries reemerge from the limitations of 2020, her trio with Rudy Royson and Lucas Curtis embraced the moment with a vibrant new offering. And we talked to Lisa a few times over the pandemic, and the second conversation was a bit more hopeful. Yet, she is always full of optimism, and she told us in a fascinating way what this lockdown felt like for her. Have a listen.
This time feels a little familiar to me because I grew up in a small town where it seemed like nothing ever happened, and we never seemed to go anywhere. And so I think that's why I became so very creative person, because I was always trying to entertain myself. So as we go through this, you know, the different stages of the lockdown, it has reminded me of growing up.
Not sure if you all realize this, but my main day gig is as an IT technician in Grandview, Missouri for the school district. And I recently had a spirited interchange about jazz with our superintendent of schools, Dr. Kenny Rodriguez. And he said that the Canadian singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, her 10th album, Mingus, was a big deal for him, especially the tune, The Dry Cleaner, from Des Moines, circa 1979. I haven't really delved into this album, but I did, and we're going to have a listen to it, but you got to hear this lineup. Jaco Pastorius on bass, Wayne Shorter on sax, Herbie Hancock on the keys, the great Peter Erskine on the drums, Don Elias on the congas, and Emile Richards on percussion. Man, that's impressive.
Like it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. I followed him down the strip. He picked out a booth, a circus, where the cowgirls fill the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with her face. He had dinos and pooh bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose them. Breaking off the tables, ringing the bandits' bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some way, since I lost every dime I laid on the line, bought the cleaner from Des Moines. Could put a coin in the door of a John and get 25 on it.
Everybody, this is Barrett Martin, the drummer and composer, saying hello from Cascadia up here in the Pacific Northwest, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Jazz Cat record producer, percussionist, writer, and ethnomusicologist Barrett Martin with his group with the tune Rain Shadow off his 2021 CD called Still Point. This man was a titan in the world of grunge and was the architect of my favorite 1990s incarnation up in Seattle, known as Mad Season, and many other acts. He represents a crossover kind of cat that really has had jazz in his heart, even though he was in the rock world. And he opened up about this during a recent interview with the show. Have a listen.
It's a totally different way of recording than, you know, highly produced, you know, rock and pop records, or country music records for that matter. I think that's why it has such a lasting imprint or a thumbprint on the American psyche. You know, I mean, jazz is, it really is, you know, like it's a completely purely American invention.
From the mind, notes, and arrangement of Gordon Goodwin with his big fat band off the CD, The Reset. That's the way it's been here on planet Earth. This is the 2021 CD Cell Talk. He's a friend of the show, and it's so good to hear him back at it. Enjoy.
A tune I just completed called Cell Talk. We'll be right back.
is Timo Lassi, tenor saxophone player from Helsinki, Finland. You are listening to Neon Jazz on Kansas City.
That was Finnish jazz saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Timo Lassi with the tune Sweet Spot off the 2020 offering called Big Brass, live at the Savoy Theater in Helsinki. And when we asked him during an interview recently about his voice and vibe, he opened up about it.
Intense, improvised trio music, like nice themes from this album now that I made, like original music. Jazz from Finland, from Europe, from Scandinavia, but with strong influences from your musical heritage and my own version. I bring it back what I got. Of course, it would be fantastic.
And last week, we honored my son, Miles, who was born on December 8th. And now this day will have a new meaning. The titan and legend of bebop piano, teacher and performer, Mr. Barry Harris, left us on that day at the age of 91. He had a brilliant 7-decade-plus career, sending so many positive seismic waves throughout the world of jazz as a recording artist, performer, and a teacher. And we're here to say thank you. And as we do, let's listen to the song, The Chase, off the 1975 LP, Barry Harris plays Tad Dameron. ¶¶
is Edward Decker, seven-string guitarist with the Tony Desair Group. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino in Kansas City.
That was the guitarist Edward Decker with the tune Another Chance for My Heart off the 2021 CD, The Best You Can Give, the songs of Tony Desair. And his influences have always been the Pizzarelli family and the teaching of Bucky. And their family's warmth made him really love jazz and want to get into it more. And here's Edward to explain a story.
And I played about three songs, and then he screamed upstairs to John, who was sleeping. And this is the story that's in the biography. He screamed up, he said, "John, get down here, get down." And so John came down, and he said, "Okay, play Tangerine." So I played Tangerine, and he goes, "See, that's how you do it. That's how you do it." He was yelling.
Speaking of, here's Bucky back in 1961. This is a hip tune, The Astronaut. And with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a mentor, and a solid cat all around, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts and enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.